B'chayes Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, the last Mishnah, we started off the list of Mumin Kavun with different Mumin that afflict the Oizen, the ear. Now I'm going to talk about Mumin Shabayim. Riz Shel Ayin Shenikev. This L'chayre is the eyelid and it's punctured. Shenifgam, it either has a hole or it's nifgam, it's missing a piece. Oynistak, or it's cracked. Harei Be'en of Dak. Or it has in one of the eyes, the animal has a film that covers the eye, similar to a cataract. Oitevalul, or there's something that's wrong with the pupil in the eye, and the black and the white are like melted into each other, where there's no clear delineation of the white part of the eye and the black part of the eye. Chilozay nochosh, there's Basa, that's a chilazon, like a worm. Right? The chilazon was the what they made the tchelos out of. And it covers over a little bit of the black eye. There's like white that's coming like a strip into the black. And there's something missing in the eye. Ve'enov. Or there's in the eye itself, there's some type of bump, some type of bubble that has the shape of an onov, of a grape. So that's considered a mum shabayim. Ve'ez et tevalul, this that the Torah speaks out, the pasuk that we read before from Parshas Emor, tevalul, is lovon ha'poisik b'sira. The white part of the eye, there's something that comes into the colored part of the eye. The color of the eye is the unique part of the eye that's surrounding the black inside. Ve'nichnas b'shachar, and it goes into the black part of the eye. But what happens if you have bashochor, there's something that's some type of piece in the black part of the eye, v'nichnas belovan, any mum, that's not a mum. Shein mumin belovan. The mumin are what's neged to the colored or the black part of the eye, not biyachas to the white. That's the principle. Mishneh Gimel continues. It's also mumin shabayim. Chavar vod v'amayim hakvuim. There are like white dots in the eye. And then there's water, like the eyes are full of moisture. Hakvuim. These are the mumin kvuim shebayin. Ezu chavar vod hakvua. Kol sheshosh shmoinim yoyim. When is that called? That's a permanent mum. That's not something that's temporary. It's there for 80 days and it doesn't heal. So it's not just a virus, a bacteria, an infection, but it's something that's obviously a permanent deforming of the eye. It's a mum shabayim. Reb Chanina ben Tigna says, "Boitkin oisoi." They test the b'chol shloisha pam v'tek shmoinim yoyim. And if the chavarvod in the eye is in the eye, then it's a mum kavua. Because even though you didn't see it every second, the stomach it's there. If it's there 3 times in 80 days, you can assume it was there the whole time. But if it wasn't checked 3 times, even if you say, let's say the chavarvod was there on the 80th day. But it could be coming and going, and then it's not a mum kavu. If it's not a mum kavu, you can't check. You have to wait it out. Ve'elohem mum kavuin. What's called a mum kavu? Ochal lach. The b'chor ate straw, hay that's moist. V'yovish. And then he ate straw and hay that was dry. Shok shomim. Seems there's some type of protocol for curing these type of problems. It's feeding it a certain amount of diet of things that were yovish, and then it grew in a field to make shomim and some type of property to be able to heal. Or lach. So that's a mum kavua. However, lach, if it only ate from straw or hay, which is moist, and then ate from yovish shel shlochim, from something that needs a base, shlochim is a field that you have to pump irrigation, you have to bring back buckets. So the water level is different, that does something to the plants and that's going to create some type of different effect. Or what happens even if you ate tevin umispoy, straw and hay from a regular field? Ochal yovish v'achakach ochal salach. The animal ate yovish and then he ate from something, produce that did have moisture. Enimum, that's not a mum kavua, ad sheyochal hayovish acher halach, and that should heal it. If it doesn't heal it, that means that's a mum kavua. That's the Kvius in the Mishnah.